Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 25th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. A novel IgG and IgM cleaving endopeptidase, ICE-MG, for antibody-mediated rejection. This study investigated ICE-MG, a novel recombinant endopeptidase designed to simultaneously cleave immunoglobulin G and immunoglobulin M, for its efficacy in antibody-mediated rejection. In rhesus macaques sensitized by sequential skin transplantations, a single intravenous dose of ICE-MG 2 mg per kilogram significantly but transiently reduced total immunoglobulin G and immunoglobulin M levels. It also decreased AL and xenoreactive immunoglobulin G and immunoglobulin M antibodies. These findings highlight ICE-MG's potential as a therapeutic agent to temporarily clear harmful antibodies, offering a promising approach to improve outcomes in allo and xenotransplantation by mitigating antibody-mediated rejection. Article number 2. Erythropoietin prolongs graft survival in mice by counteracting trained immunity. This research explored erythropoietin's immune modulatory effects, specifically its impact on trained immunity and graft survival. C57BL/6 mice receiving BALB/C cardiac allografts and treated with CPGA trained immunity inducer demonstrated accelerated rejection. However, treatment with erythropoietin, which binds to erythropoietin receptors on myeloid cells, effectively counteracted the epigenetic and metabolic reprogramming associated with trained immunity. This intervention resulted in a significant prolongation of cardiac allograft survival in the treated mice. The discovery suggests erythropoietin offers a novel therapeutic strategy to prevent transplant rejection by targeting trained immunity in macrophages, thereby improving long-term graft survival. Article number 3. Added value of cardiac magnetic resonance to clinical diagnostic criteria in the diagnosis of pericarditis, a retrospective cohort study. This retrospective cohort study evaluated the clinical utility of cardiac magnetic resonance in diagnosing pericarditis, particularly when traditional clinical criteria are transient or ambiguous. Consecutive patients referred for pericarditis evaluation by cardiac magnetic resonance between 2010 and 2024 at a tertiary hospital were screened. The study confirmed that while pericarditis is typically diagnosed clinically via symptoms like chest pain, pericardial rub, ECG changes, and pericardial effusion, these findings can be transient. Cardiac magnetic resonance provides crucial added value by offering a more definitive diagnosis of pericardial inflammation or effusion. This enhances diagnostic accuracy and aids in guiding appropriate management for patients with challenging pericarditis presentations. Article number 4. Twin pregnancies in women with heart disease are complicated by high risk of heart failure. Data from the EORP ROPAC registry. This study, using data from the Prospective Global Registry of Pregnancy and Cardiac Disease, ROPAC, from 2007 to 2018, tested the hypothesis that twin pregnancies in women with heart disease lead to higher rates of adverse cardiac events. Comparing 96 twin pregnancies to singleton pregnancies in women with heart disease, the research confirmed that cardiovascular adaptation is more pronounced in twin gestations. Women with pre-existing heart disease carrying twins faced a significantly higher rate of adverse cardiac events, particularly heart failure. These findings highlight the substantial hemodynamic burden of twin pregnancies in this vulnerable population and underscore the critical need for intensive cardiac monitoring and specialized care. Article number 5. Cardioversion of atrial fibrillation and flutter. Trends, outcomes, and rhythm management strategies over 2 decades. This study analyzed a large, multi-institutional dataset spanning 2 decades to characterize temporal trends, outcomes, and rhythm management strategies surrounding direct current cardioversion for atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter. Researchers identified all direct current cardioversions performed for atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter between 2000 and 2024, assessing annual volumes and patient status, outpatient versus inpatient. The investigation revealed evolving patterns in the utilization, effectiveness, and patient profiles associated with direct current cardioversion over time. Understanding these trends and contemporary practices is crucial for optimizing rhythm management strategies, improving patient selection, and enhancing the safety and efficacy of cardioversion procedures in modern cardiology practice. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.